The off-Broadway hit musical Passing Strange is also based on real-life experiences. The show follows the journeys of a young black man who yearns to be an artist. It's the semi-autobiographical story of its co-writer, the musician Stu. Passing Strange is on stage this month at Seattle's ACT Theater, part of its Central Heating Lab. Tyrone Brown directed the production. He's the founder of Seattle's Brown Box Theater, dedicated to reimagining the black experience. Brown says he's wanted to bring Passing Strange to Seattle for several years.
Well, I'd like to say I got involved in 2007 when I saw the production. I'd been to New York many times, seen a lot of shows. I'm not sure how I ended up seeing it, but from the moment the music started, I was going, wow, this is pretty amazing, because it drew you right in right away and left the theater going, that was probably some of the best theater I've ever seen. I think traditionally when people think about black theater, you know, you're going to see The Wiz, you're going to see Raisin in the Sun, you're going to see Dreamgirls, maybe Porgy and Bess. And there's just kind of this limitations in terms of what people associate with it. And it takes nothing away from that, but I'm just interested in, you know, these other stories and just have decided that in terms of Brown Box Theater, not that I wouldn't do those things, but most likely I would do pieces that people don't automatically associate with black theater or don't regularly see, especially here in Seattle. I like all kinds of theater, and I don't just necessarily direct black theater. I do a lot of different theater. Right. But when it comes to that, and when it comes to that in relation to Brown Box Theater, my brain usually centers around, so what can I bring different and new to the table?
How does Passing Strange fit into that vision?
Oh, you know, well, by virtue of its story, which is very contemporary and relevant and is another shade of blackness that we don't always associate with. You know, it deals with issues, for instance, of being considered too white, you know, by virtue of, or even the whole thing of like wanting to become an artist, which I think I recognize myself in a lot of that. You know, the struggles of, here's a good example. For years, my mother, bless her soul, her name is Beverly Brown. If someone were to ask her what I did, she'd go, he directs movies. And I'd go, Mom, have you ever seen a film? Have you ever gone to a theater and seen it? I said, I direct for the stage. But for her, for whatever reason, she couldn't put it in that context. And so what I find interesting is that today, if you ask my mother, she says that. She goes, my son directs for the theater.
That's nice.
Yeah, and has that understanding. But I understood before what was going on there. It was, for whatever reason, maybe some cultural kind of economic factors, what have you, the world of artists, and especially for black artists, is such a luxury. And so out of kind of the context of most people's lives, that you find yourself really struggling to become this thing, and it's reflected in Passing Strange.
I'm speaking with Tyrone Brown, who directed the new production of Passing Strange, which is on stage at ACT Theater right now. I was laughing as you internally as you said that, because I read a very funny story about you deciding at, I think, 7 or 8, that you were going to make up a show that you were going to take down to the Fifth Avenue because... Can you tell that story?
Oh, actually, well, what it was my mom, this is the thing, as much as my mother might have been a little, have an uncertainty about this whole artist thing, it was her fault I became one. She was really supportive. She took me to the theater and put us in shows. I was in a production of Porgy and Bess when I was in fifth grade over at Seattle Music Theater, which now, well, at the time was called Civic Light Opera. Mm-hmm. But going back to your question, she took me to see Annie down at Fifth Avenue. Remember when it used to come all the time?
Yeah.
And I think one time, I might have seen it multiple times, she actually just dropped me off at the theater and let me go watch it by myself and then picked me up afterwards.
Wow.
So then I got in my head that I wanted to be an Annie. and you know, in my imagination, I was like, well, it's totally possible, because what I was going to do was practice and then go to the producers. I didn't know that name, but whoever put this on, and say, can we change the show into a show about a little black boy named Danny? And I am prepared. And I remember there was a couple that live across the street, Mr. and Mrs. Fletcher. I used to live on, I'm going to say the address, 2215 East Miller.
Yeah.
I missed that place. And they lived across the street. I literally would be on the side of the house screaming my lungs out, singing Tomorrow, practicing over. And my mom let me do it. I mean, because we were high up and the whole neighborhood had to have heard me. And they were very sweet, too, because they'd come over and go, "So, Tyrone, what are you doing?" I go, "I am practicing for Annie because I'm going to be Danny and I'm going to make it a show about a little black orphan boy."
It sounds like a great idea for a show. I'm almost tempted to get you to start singing. Can you still sing it tomorrow?
I can.
Should we do it together?
Sure. The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow.
I'll let you do it. You're
so much. There'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow. Peels away the cobwebs and the sorrow, till there's none.
See, this is it. Talk about reimagining theater. Wait, there's room for Danny. What's next for you personally?
I am taking a bit of a break. I try only to do 3 projects a year. I'm lying to myself as I say that, but because I always end up doing more. But a production that I co-produced at Annex Theater back in February called Black Like Us, we just got a grant through For Culture to remount that, and I'll be directing that reiteration and working again with Rachel Atkins. So that looks like that's on the docket. I'm looking for a freelance opportunity, and I'm hoping that something comes out of doing Passing Strange in terms of, you know, you never know who's in the room. And then probably a pet project of mine, I didn't do it justice, but I personally like to sing, and I like to sing jazz, and so I'm interested in doing a project that I will actually sing, inspired by the music of Billy Strayhorn. So that may rear its head next year.
And everybody who's listening, you already heard him sing, so you know he can.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Well, Tyrone, thank you so much for coming by. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Marcy.
And he really can sing. Tyrone Brown, director, producer, performer. Passing Strange is on stage at Seattle's ACT Theater through the last week of June.